Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A second shooting on Newbern Avenue in Raleigh in just over 24 hours. Coming up, I'll tell you where it happened and give you an update on the victim.
And a line of thunderstorms is likely to develop after lunchtime. It's a 40% chance, so not everybody will see these storms, but a few folks could see some of them become severe. I'll show you.
The security of our nation's power grid is taking center stage in Moore County today. Congressional leaders are holding a hearing in Pinehurst 6 months after the substation attack there. We'll bring you inside our WRL studio right now, 8 o'clock on a Friday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
I'm Ken Smith. Friday sounds good.
It has a nice
start
to
the weekend. It's going to be a nice weekend, too, by the way. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, but today is a little steamy.
It is. Look at this. Our dew point just jumped to 68 degrees. That puts us way over here on the muggy side. But the front that comes through later today is going to deliver a more comfortable air mass, and we'll talk more about that coming up. It is 72 degrees in the Triangle area right now. We're looking at mostly sunny skies here at Rocky Mount Mills. You're going to notice it's a little hazy. Some of that's going to be due to the amount of moisture in the atmosphere. There's also a wildfire down in Wilmington. Earlier this morning, it looked like we were seeing a little bit of that smoke, and a lot of it looks like it has dissipated or shifted, so that's good news. Here's lunchtime. We're looking at right after that, some scattered storms popping up. This is 3 p.m., and then we'll take a look at 5 p.m. This isn't a big band of thunderstorms like we might see in April or something like that, but instead, a few isolated cells could produce some wind damage. We'd be looking at winds above 58 miles per hour or quarter-sized hail for it to be severe. Once we get past sunset, it all fizzles out. Our temperatures are warming up now, 72 in South Hill and Rocky Mount, as well as Durham and Raleigh and down in Fayetteville, 73 now in Southern Pines. We'll likely climb into the mid-80s by lunchtime and all the way to 91 this afternoon. We did hit 91 yesterday. Again, some scattered afternoon and evening storms. But once the front moves through, it'll feel more comfortable over the weekend. I'll show you. Coming up, Anthony.
And Elizabeth, we head out to the roads this morning, checking out the major approaches right now into the city of Raleigh. Thankfully, everything is looking pretty good here. The major approaches you see there, but a slight delay, US 1 south from Wake Forest, about 3 minutes right now. I do want to make you aware, though, as you're headed out, we're tracking a pretty big backup here, I-440 eastbound. This has been going on over the past hour or so, and it's right about Wade Avenue. They have the right two lanes blocked at this point. They are completely closed, so certainly going to be slow going here. This really stretches all the way down toward Hillsborough Street, toward West Western Boulevard, even further than that. So very slow in this direction here, this part of our viewing area. Also another crash to talk about, Knightdale Boulevard eastbound at Marks Creek Road. We see some slight delays on the sensors. Otherwise, once you get past, that should be good to go. Those are the two big areas of concern here this morning.
And we have concern with this breaking news as a man was hurt after a shooting at a hotel in Raleigh. Police cleared that scene around 5:30 this morning. Michael Grace is there in the WRL breaking news tracker. And Michael, concerning because this is the second shooting at a hotel on Newbern Avenue in just over 24 hours.
Yeah, Jeff, and those two hotels less than a mile apart. Yesterday morning, you had the shooting at the Budgetal Hotel where two men were shot. Then this morning, again, at Wake Inn, and the focal point of the Wake Inn investigation really centered around the lobby area and that office area. We saw a number of forensics team members going in there, taking pictures, processing that scene. There was evidence markers throughout the parking lot as well. So a lot for them to comb through with these two investigations so close together. And we're still working with the Raleigh Watch Commander to get more answers from this investigation because as we know right now, no one is in custody. So hopefully to get more updates as we go along today. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
This morning, the security of the nation's power grid will be the subject of a congressional field hearing in Pinehurst, and that's where we find WRL's Keenan Willard this morning. Keenan, this comes 6 months after that attack of that substation down there.
Ken, that's the reason that 2 hours from now we're going to see this field hearing taking place here at the Village Hall in Pinehurst. This, of course, coming 6 months after the Moore County substation attacks that left 45,000 homes and businesses in the dark for days. This is going to be a field hearing held by the Subcommittee on Energy, Climate, and Grid Security in Congress. We're expecting to hear from Duke Energy as well as emergency management leaders from North Carolina. This is happening here because of that substation attack. The attackers, which have never been identified, no motive ever been found by investigators up to this point either. Now, this also comes as a new bill passed the legislature in North Carolina just yesterday. It increases penalties for attacking the power grid with a possible prison term of up to 5 years if convicted on state charges. As some of the subjects we are expected to hear discussed today include an increase nationwide on infrastructure attacks, as well as how power companies and the government can better work together to respond to these incidents. Again, this hearing going to be at 10 o'clock this morning. We will be streaming it live on WREL.com and in the WREL app. Keenan Willer, WREL News.
A man is fighting for his life after being shot in Durham. Police say the shooting happened just after 9:15 last night on Fayetteville Street. A person called 911 while driving the man who was shot to a hospital. Officers responded to the hospital and the shooting scene. No word yet on the reason behind that shooting or if police have made any arrests in the case. Also this morning, police are looking to make arrests after a string of robberies in North Raleigh. Several reports of robberies and attempted robberies came in around 10 o'clock last night. Police confirmed two of those robberies happened. The first was on Pointer Drive and the second was on Falls Church Road. Police say at least three men were involved in those robberies, and they say the men were traveling by car. At least one was carrying a long gun. Our crew in the WRL Breaking News Tracker saw police take two men into custody in handcuffs last night as they investigated the reports.
At least three people are dead this morning and dozens others are hurt after these devastating tornadoes hit the Texas Panhandle. This morning, crews are searching through all this debris looking for possible survivors who may be trapped. Well, this is video of another possible tornado in Perrytown, the same area where a confirmed tornado touched down just yesterday. People there are waking up this morning to widespread damage. You can see more than 25 units were destroyed at this mobile home park. The National Weather Service says it won't know the strength of that tornado until it conducts a damage assessment. Well, check out this video out of Oklahoma. Multiple tornadoes were spotted Thursday as that same storm system passed through. A storm chaser got this video as a twister touched down in a rural area southwest of Oklahoma City. This is a look at the damage left behind from those storms. There you see it right there. As of right now, there are no reports of any injuries.
Early this morning, we learned the name of a man who was found dead in a Fayetteville hotel. About 2:30 this morning, Fayetteville police identified 41-year-old Jeremy Mercer as the man who was found dead inside a room at the Extended Stay America on Owen Drive. Officers responded there for a report of a suspicious death around 7 o'clock last night. Police have not said how Mercer died.
Well, 50 people are waking up in a different place this morning after fire at this assisted living facility. Sky 5 captured the dramatic scene of smoke coming from the roof of Spring Arbor of Raleigh. First responders used city buses and other large-sized vehicles to relocate displaced residents around the triangle. No injuries have been reported. We're working to learn more about what caused that fire.
Only on WREL, the father of a pregnant woman killed in Raleigh is giving his response after the couple charged with murdering her was sentenced to life in prison. Brittany Smith's body was found inside a suitcase near the Neuse River in February of 2021. She was 6 months pregnant with a baby boy. Speaking with WREL's Ashley Rowe, her father, Eric Silver, said the sentencing gives him closure but not satisfaction.
They're going to be locked up the rest of their life, but they still grieving. You know, and I feel like they shouldn't be here either. You know, their life should be taken as well.
Thomas Johnson and Emily Trevathan were sentenced yesterday in a Wake County court. Their life sentences do not include the possibility of parole.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in North Carolina next week. Her office says the visit will mark 1 year since the U.S. Supreme Court ended the constitutional right to abortion care nationwide. It will also come just days before new restrictions on abortion are set to go into effect here in North Carolina. Vice President Harris is scheduled to speak in Charlotte on Saturday, June 24th.
Please be careful if you are traveling on U.S. 301 today. And tomorrow, really, thousands of bargain hunters will be out there. There'll be a lot of distractions. They'll be stopping at homes and businesses for what's known as the Endless Yard Sale. This is a live look from Sky 5 right now. It is an annual event. Got started an hour ago. It covers more than 100 miles. The route runs through Harnett, Johnston, Wilson, Nash, and Halifax counties. You can get out and shop for treasures until 5 today and from 7 a.m. to 5 tomorrow.
Well, coming up on 810, one of the most famous MMA fighters is facing sexual assault allegations. The case against Conor McGregor and how it involves the NBA and Miami Heat.
An investigation is underway after two Americans were found dead in a hotel room in Mexico. What an autopsy is revealing about the cause of death.
And it's going to be a hot one this afternoon at 91 degrees. We'll also have the potential for some strong thunderstorms, especially in our northern counties. We'll go over the timeline and who could see severe weather.
Lake Gaston at 812. How about this? It's a beautiful start to our Friday right here, especially if you're on the water and watching WRAL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. I think your boat's coming in there, Elizabeth. It's a lovely day as we get started here.
Somebody's getting their weekend started right, aren't they? We do have the chance of a few late-day thunderstorms, but we're really going to be pretty rain-free on Saturday and Sunday. It's Father's Day. You know, either let Dad go out and do a little fishing or go along with him. It should be great for that. It'll be a hot afternoon on Saturday and Sunday, but like I said, should be rain-free. In Goldsboro, it looks a little bit hazy right now, but it looks beautiful in Apex and Chapel Hill. There was a little bit of a haze that we could see right at sunrise. It looks like we've had a little bit of a wind shift. It looked like we might be seeing some smoke from one of the wildfires down around Wilmington, but things are looking pretty good right now. We have a live look at the DBAP there. The Durham Bulls are playing this weekend. And again, things look good. I mean, it's going to be hot, but the humidity should stay low, and we're not looking at any showers and thunderstorms. Still rough for a lot of folks out here across parts of the south and west. Lots of severe thunderstorms. Still, you can see these yellow boxes popping up. This is going to be the third day in a row that the Deep South has had to deal with severe storms. Of course, yesterday, we had several tornadoes across parts of Oklahoma and Texas. Lots of reports of wind damage. Those are the white circles, and the blue circles are hail. But let's zoom in. The red circles, of course, are tornadoes. And we had some deadly tornadoes there in the northern panhandle of Texas. Three people died, and it really caused a lot of damage to a community there. For us, we're not looking at that sort of severe weather. We're going to see partly cloudy skies here at lunchtime, and around 2 or 3 o'clock, a couple of storms could pop up. The cold front will come swinging through this evening up near the Virginia line. That's where we might have enough support for winds that could cause damage or hail that could be the size of a quarter. But once we hit sunset, all of that begins to die out and we're looking good. Here's that severe weather threat from Person County all the way through Halifax and Northampton County, including Mecklenburg County, Virginia. So it's going to be up near the Virginia line that will have the most concerns. Nothing to be concerned about really over the weekend except the heat. We'll see a high of 88 on Saturday. The Capital City Juneteenth celebration takes place at Dick's Park and Smith, and Lena Tillett will be the MCs there from 1 through 6 o'clock. Looking pretty good there. A little less humid. It'll be a drier Father's Day, too. Relatively comfortable, but hot. What does that mean? Well, it just means it's not going to be that humid. But yes, it's still going to be hot for Father's Day. Watching a wave starting to come off the coast of Africa. It just got upgraded from the National Hurricane Center to a 50% chance of developing sometime in the next week. One thing that we'll watch with this is there's going to be some Saharan dust that comes cruising across right where that storm is going to be. Sometimes that will limit the potential for it to develop. So we'll be keeping our eye on that one for sure. Other than that, again, looking at a hot but dry weekend, Juneteenth itself is actually on Monday, even though a lot of the celebrations are on Saturday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're back to a wetter pattern. We could see several inches of rain, which we really need. First day of summer arrives on Wednesday with a high of only 77 because of the rain, Anthony.
And as we head out to the roads this morning, Elizabeth, looking pretty good here. We take a live look, I-40 at Avent Ferry Road. The cars are moving along smoothly. We have seen some improvement, though, in this crash that we were watching, I-440 eastbound near Wade Avenue. This is in the clearing stages right now. A lot of improvement. This was all in the red. We're still seeing some of those yellows and oranges, so maybe still some slower traffic in that area. Heading to the east of the city of Raleigh right now, one other crash to tell you about, Knightdale Boulevard eastbound at Marks Creek Road. This one is also in the clearing stages, so we are making progress here, but still could be a few slow spots, guys, out there this morning.
Anthony, thanks. Firefighters are trying to figure out why a house caught fire that caused 45 fighters to respond. This happened Thursday evening on Wood Street in Durham. The fire crews say they responded just after 7. Now, firefighters deployed an attack line, and the fire was under control within 10 minutes. The house was under construction at the time, and no one was inside.
Conor McGregor, one of the biggest names in mixed martial arts, is accused of sexual assault during an NBA Finals game. The woman's attorney says her client was attending Game 4 in Miami when she was separated from her friend by NBA and Miami Heat security staff and taken into a bathroom where she says McGregor was waiting. The woman alleges he aggressively kissed her and forced her into a sex act, but claims she elbowed McGregor and escaped. Instead of a lawsuit, she is seeking a settlement from McGregor, as well as the NBA and the Miami Heat. Police are investigating, and McGregor is denying the allegations.
A ban on transgender student athletes in women's sports is expected to get a final vote in the state Senate next week. The measure passed its final committee vote yesterday. The new ban would stop students assigned male at birth from joining female teams. Lawmakers say they didn't want to stop students assigned female at birth from joining men's teams. Opponents have called the bill cruel and unnecessary. The ban affects transgender girls and women athletes in middle through college.
From farm to table, agriculture's impact statewide hit $100 billion for the first time. NC State economist Mike Walden, who has been behind an analysis for 40 years, tells WREL the industry has officially fully recovered from the pandemic. That number includes revenue from growers, processing, manufacturing, and finally consumers. Walden spoke across the board. According to the numbers, each level is doing well. Of course, the data can tell a different story than on the ground. But Arlena Tillette reached out to some local farmers to ask if they've recovered. And the folks she spoke to said yes. Kamal Bell with Sankofa Farms in Cedar Grove told Lena supply chain issues during the pandemic led more people to decide to buy local. And that habit has stuck. He also says farmers got more creative.
I also think that farms are being more innovative and also having more diverse ways to generate revenue on the farm. So I think you pick operations are one. I've even heard of farms that have Airbnbs now. We even have an Airbnb experience on our farm.
There's a lot that goes into getting that food or getting those cotton-made fabrics or getting lumber, et cetera. There, a lot goes into getting those things into stores where people can buy them. And North Carolina is a big player in that.
As we know, there are still some challenges. WREL also heard from the NC Sweet Potato Commission, and they said while they're not surprised by the success as a whole, growers are still dealing with high input costs.
A part of Green Street in downtown Fayetteville will be closed today as a new Civil Rights Trail historical marker is unveiled. The road will be closed between Market Street and Maiden Lane between 10 this morning and 1 this afternoon for that ceremony. The new marker will be near the Fascinate You Children's Museum. The marker honors the actions of community members protesting racial segregation in Fayetteville during the summer of 1963.
This morning, we are learning more about two Americans who were found dead in their hotel room in Mexico. They've been identified as 28-year-old Abby Lutz and her 41-year-old boyfriend, John Heathcote. According to Lutz's stepsister, the couple believed they had gotten food poisoning during their stay in Baja California. Abby went to a hospital to get an IV and returned to the hotel feeling better. But the couple was later found dead in their resort hotel in the town of El Pescadero. There was no sign of violence or foul play connected to their deaths. An autopsy indicated both died from poisoning of some type.
Well, the Air National Guardsman accused of posting classified documents online now facing a federal indictment. Well, learning more after the Justice Department's six-count indictment against Jack DeShera was announced. His charges include willful retention and transmission of classified information related to national defense. The 21-year-old was arrested and charged under the Espionage Act in April.
New this morning, controversy in the world of soccer after anti-gay slurs from fans forced officials to suspend a match between the U.S. and Mexico. This happened late last night in Las Vegas. Officials stopped the game to warn Mexican fans who were chanting the slurs at American players. And then they later called the game off with about 4 minutes left on the clock because the chants didn't stop. The U.S. won 3-0 and advanced to the finals of the CONCACAF Nations League tournament.
Well, Pfizer's warning doctors the supply of an antibiotic for kids is about to run out. The company says it expects pediatric doses of bicillin, an injectable form of penicillin, will be gone by the end of the month. Doses for adults are also expected to be in short supply. Pfizer says bicillin is not widely used in pediatric care, though, because other options such as amoxicillin are preferred for kids.
Meghan Markle's Archetypes podcast on Spotify will not return for a second season. A report says the Arkwell Company, started by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, didn't produce enough content to receive the full $20 million deal. 12 episodes were produced with Markle and guests, featuring discussions on women being held back in society. A report says Markle will continue making content on a different platform.
Well, kayakers in Lee County now have new launch point options. These are pictures from the dedication ceremony held at the new 15501 Bridge Kayak Launch on Hawkins Avenue. The mayor of Sanford attended the ceremony, as well as State Representative John Sauls. Now, another option not pictured is at the U.S. 421 Bridge on Lake Boone Trail. Both are along the Deep River in Sanford.
They're calling it a ring fit for a kingdom. The Kansas City Chiefs got their Super Bowl rings in a private ceremony last night. Each ring has 613 diamonds, 35 rubies that give it that nice red color there. You know whose that is right there, right? It totals more than 16 carats. And I think this video, watch this, because the lid comes off of this thing. I think there's like a secret compartment inside the thing. It's so big.
Yeah.
I don't know. You probably put other rings in it or something.
You can't wear that.
There it is. Look at that.
Yeah,
does that really
comes right off? Yeah, it actually does come off like that.
Oh, you tell me you wouldn't bling that thing somewhere?
Yeah.
You can't, not on an everyday basis, but.
Yeah.
I mean.
Definitely a conversation starter for sure.
Oh, it's got the stadium. It's got the Super Bowl trophy in the inside of it.
Yeah, and it's funny when these guys put like more than one of those rings on and do this. It's like, it's a lot of bling.
Tom Brady walks around and goes,
can't
hold it.
Exactly.
They're so heavy.
Well, Bill's making their way through the state legislature to change how you vote. Tell you all of.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. This morning's steamy weather could give way to some storms and thunderstorms later on. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WSB Weather Center.
We do have a level one risk for severe storms in our northeastern counties, from Person County all the way over through Roanoke Rapids, up around Northampton, Halifax County, and Mecklenburg County, Virginia. Doesn't cover most of us, but a lot of us will end up seeing a few isolated storms. We take a live look at Sanford. It does look a little bit hazy right now. We've had a little smoke from some of the wildfires down around Wilmington moving into our area, but it's not at a level that would be of concern. It just may look a little hazy. 72 in Lewisburg and in Fayetteville, 72 in Irwin, 73 in South Hill. We're warming up and it's becoming sticky. For your yard work planner out there, you may want to go ahead and water. Most of us are not going to see a whole lot of rain out of this, and it is going to be a hot 91. We do have more rain in our forecast for next week, Anthony.
And here's where we sit right now on the roads. Elizabeth, we do have one crash right now that's in the clearing stages. That icon you see south of there is just saying we did have the two lanes closed on I-440 eastbound at Wade Avenue, but certainly a lot of progress being made there. Just still could be some slow spots as you're working your way through, but the sensors are no longer in the red. This one was a crash showing up on the map a second ago, and great news is that has since cleared up. So other than that, we're looking pretty good. The major approaches into the city of Raleigh and Durham are also in the green at this point.
This morning, the security of the nation's power grid will be the subject of a congressional field hearing happening today in Moore County. The House Grid Security Subcommittee will hold that hearing. The hearing comes after an attack on two Moore County substations last December that left the county in the dark for days. A man is fighting for his life after being shot in Durham. Police say the shooting happened around 9:15 last night on Fayetteville Street. A person called 911 while driving the victim to the hospital. No word yet on the reason for that shooting. More local news on Fox 50. And the Today Show continues on WR.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A second shooting on New Bern Avenue in Raleigh in just over 24 hours. Coming up, I'll tell you where this one happened and give you an update on the victim's condition.
Also coming up, the search for survivors is on in Texas after a devastating tornado left three people dead and dozens hurt. The storm's path of devastation, leaving an entire community in shambles.
And of course, we have the potential for a cold front to come through and bring some scattered storms later this evening. A few folks have the risk for severe weather. I'll show you who.
Members of Congress coming to Pinehurst today to discuss energy grid security, the changes to response to these incidents 6 months after the Moore County substation attacks.
8:30 is the time right now. Busy little Friday as we get things started here. Official summer, not until the middle of next week, but really starting to feel it, right? I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. Yeah, grab the water bottle today if you're heading out and doing anything outdoors. Let's get back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, tracking our day for us.
Yeah, that, look what I found here. This is a live look at Zebulon right here in front of their historic town hall where they have a stage set up and some seating. It looks like they're having their summer concert series starting at 6 o'clock tonight. We do have the potential for a few isolated storms, but the farther north you are, the better chance you'll have of seeing some of those. Right now, around the triangle, 72, with a dew point of 68. So as Ken was saying, it definitely feels like summer out there for us this morning. We'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies out through lunchtime, and then we'll begin to see a few isolated cells. You can see there at 3 o'clock, one or two of those, and again at 5 or 6 o'clock, an isolated shower. The best chance for any severe storms would be up near the Virginia line as that front comes through, and we'll take a look at that threat coming up, again looking at those northern counties in particular. Right now, temperatures are in the low to mid-70s, 72 in Fayetteville, 73 in Southern Pines, 73 in South Hill, and our hour-by-hour forecast is hot for this afternoon. We'll hit 91 like we did yesterday. Today's going to feel fairly sticky, but over the weekend, our humidity drops off. I'll show you how it'll feel coming up.
We're following breaking news now. A man is hurt after shooting at a hotel in Raleigh. Police cleared the scene about 5:30 this morning. Michael Grayson is in the WRAL breaking news tracker, and he reports on the shooting at a hotel on New Bern Avenue in just the last 24 hours.
Yeah, that's right. And the two hotels less than a mile apart. Yesterday's shooting at the Budget Hill Hotel where two men were shot, and then this morning at the Wake Inn. And investigators really honed in on the lobby slash office area. We saw forensics teams going in there, taking a number of pictures. There was also evidence markers throughout the parking lot, but a lot of stuff for these investigators to go through as they work to solve this crime. Now, I've been in contact with the Raleigh Watch Commander throughout the morning, hoping to get more information about any leads on a potential suspect. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
The security of our country's power grid is focused in North Carolina today. Members of Congress are in Moore County, where 6 months ago a substation attack left tens of thousands of people without power. WRAL's Keenan Willard breaks down the new action to protect the grid.
Members of Congress will be coming together here at the Pinehurst Village Hall to hold a field hearing on energy grid attacks, specifically in the wake of this one in Moore County back in December. That attack 6 months ago left more than 45,000 homes and businesses without power for days. Today's field hearing will be with the Congressional Subcommittee on Energy, Climate, and Grid Security. We're expecting to hear from Duke Energy and emergency management leaders from North Carolina. This is happening here because of that attack on two substations back in December. The attackers or their motive have still never been identified. This also comes as a new bill passed the legislature in North Carolina just yesterday, increasing penalties for power grid attacks, bringing a potential 5 years in prison for anyone convicted. The issues we're expecting to hear discussed today include a rise in power grid attacks nationwide and how private companies and the government can better respond to these incidents. This hearing is going to be streamed online at 10 o'clock on WRAL.com and the WRAL app. Keenan Willard, WRAL News.
Well, a man is fighting for his life after being shot in Durham. Police say the shooting happened just after 9:15 last night on Fayetteville Street. A person called 911 while driving that victim to the hospital. Officers responded to that hospital and the shooting scene. No word yet on the reason behind that shooting or if police have made any arrests. Well, this morning, police are looking to make arrests after a string of robberies in North Raleigh. Several reports of robberies and attempted robberies came in around 10 last night. Police confirmed two robberies happened, the first one on Pointed Drive, the other one happened on Falls Church Road. Police say at least three men were involved in the robberies. Officers say the men were traveling by car and at least one of them was carrying a long gun. Our crew in the WRAL breaking news tracker saw police take two men away in handcuffs last night as officers investigated the reports.
Three people are dead this morning. Dozens others are hurt after tornadoes hit the Texas Panhandle. This morning, crews are searching now through all that damage, looking for people who may still be alive but might be trapped. This is video of another possible tornado in Perryton, the same area where a confirmed tornado touched down yesterday. And people there are waking up this morning to this widespread damage you see right here. Perryton, a town of 8,000 people just south of the Oklahoma border. 25 units were destroyed at a trailer park. National Weather Service says it won't know the strength of this tornado until they can get out and look at the damage. And look at this video. This is out in Oklahoma, where several tornadoes were spotted Thursday. The same storm system passed on through. A storm chaser got this video as the twister touched down in a rural area of southwest of Oklahoma City. This is a look at the damage that was left behind after the storms. As of right now, there's no word on any injuries.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, a shocking new report was released last night. Las Vegas police say they arrested this man just hours before Game 5 of the Stanley Cup on Tuesday. This is Matthew DeSavio. They say that he threatened to carry out a mass shooting at the T-Mobile Arena. He threatened to shoot up the hockey game in a massacre that would rival the October 2017 mass shooting that happened on the Strip. They say three people contacted police in the hours before his arrest on Tuesday. He is described by detectives as having a history of mental illness, and also he's been arrested several times before. He is being held in a county jail on a $60,000 bond. He has not been formally charged in this case. He is scheduled to appear in court later next week.
Case of see something, say something. Well, 50 people are waking up in a different place this morning after a fire at an assisted living facility. Sky 5 captured the dramatic scene of smoke coming from the roof at Spring Arbor of Raleigh. First responders used city buses and other large-sized vehicles to relocate displaced residents around the triangle. Raleigh's fire department chief shared how crews were able to get that fire under control so quickly.
They cut holes in the structure to alleviate the smoke and the actual contents of the fire inside. It did move to the inside of the structure. It was quickly extinguished and contained.
No injuries are reported. We're working to learn the cause of that fire.
In our North Carolina state legislature, a Republican-led committee has okayed changes for a bill that affects the state's election laws. One change would make it harder to vote by mail by making the signature requirement much more strict. If it passes, here's how it would work. The state will compare your signature from your mail-in ballot and your driver's license you signed on the digital pad at the DMV. If there are too many differences, your vote may not count. The other bill being proposed discusses making it harder to vote by mail or the use of same-day registration at some of the early voting sites. Republican leaders say those changes are necessary for election security. They say they will help increase public confidence in the fairness of elections. But opponents say they're aimed at making it harder for Democrats to vote. Kimberly Hardy is with the State Democratic Party, and she said the fact that some people believe there is widespread election fraud isn't a good enough reason to change the law.
Should either be that there is evidence of it or there is not, and there has been no substantive evidence to support that either of these bills is necessary.
Another bill would restructure boards of election at the state and county levels and give lawmakers the power to appoint those people, not the governor. They would have even numbers of Republicans and Democrats, and critics say that could lead to gridlock in the election system.
Well, today marks the end of a two-year-old investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. What we can expect from the DOJ's review 2 years after the murder of George Floyd.
Plus, Five on Your Side found an urgent warning for some popular baby tents used at the beach. What you need to know to make sure your child is staying safe.
I'm going to take you outside, a live look at Lewisburg this morning, rather sunny Lewisburg, courtesy of the WRN Live Cam Network. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner joins us after the break with a look at the weekend forecast as you plan your Father's Day festivities and Juneteenth celebrations. Back at 8:42, you're looking live at a very sunny Goldsboro this morning, but when you step out there, it's going to be rather steamy. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center tracking our day.
It feels like summer out there. We're looking at clear skies for the most part across our area right now. There might be a little bit of haze in the atmosphere. Two reasons for that. One, it's a little bit more moist, and that tends to show up as some haze in the atmosphere. There's also a wildfire down in Wilmington, and our winds are coming out of that direction. It doesn't look like it's having a major impact on us here, though. This is a live look at Wilson, and you can see just a light breeze there. Those whirling gigs spinning around. 72 is our current temperature, and our dew point's way up at 68. When that dew point's in the upper 60s and low 70s, it does feel like summer. We'll see mid-80s at lunchtime. We're going to climb to 91 for the high this afternoon. Big picture, we continue to have severe thunderstorms here across parts of the Deep South. In the last 24 hours, we saw a lot of tornadoes across parts of Oklahoma and Texas, a deadly one in the northern portion of Texas. We're going to see see this system all moving to the south and away from us. We're not going to see any of this. But we do have a cold front. You see this low here and some thunderstorms up around West Virginia. That's what's going to slide down across our area by later this evening. We take a look at futurecast. We'll zoom right in. You can see before we do, right here, that line of some thunderstorms into West Virginia. Between now and lunchtime, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. But around 1 or 2, there could be a couple of storms that develop. Notice at 3 o'clock, the coverage is minimal. Even at 5 o'clock, there's just not that much out there. But if we do see severe storms, they would be closer to the Virginia line, closer to that low pressure system that's up in Virginia. We could see some wind damage or some large hail. Again, it is just a level 1 risk. Once we hit sunset, all of this should begin to dissipate fairly slowly, and we're going to be rain-free over the weekend. Here's a look at that severe weather threat from Person County all the way through Harnett County, through Halifax County and Northampton County, including Mecklenburg County, Virginia. So all those counties north of the Triangle area is where we could see that small chance of some severe storms. 91 today in Durham and Raleigh. That was our high yesterday also. 92 in Fayetteville. We're sitting right up there at the high end of steamy, almost tropical. But we're going to see that dropping for Saturday and Sunday. Behind tonight's front, we get a dry air mass that moves in, so it'll feel more comfortable for the weekend. But it will still feel hot. This is a look at RDU. Look at a little takeoff going on there. It looks a little bit hazy still. Not as bad as it looked earlier. But look at where our wind is coming from. It's mostly coming out of the southwest. Earlier this morning, it was coming out of the south. There's a wildfire just to the west of Wilmington, and it looked like we might be seeing a little bit of that smoke this morning. Here's a look, as a matter of fact, at our current air quality. So a big swath of green for the bulk of us. Again, we had a big yellow swath here. Now, still, that's not orange. We're not looking at anything that's going to cause us any major problems. But we may get a push of some smoke from the wildfires in Canada over the weekend. Again, it should keep us just at yellow, which is only an issue for extremely sensitive people. Most of us will be able to go about our day Saturday and Sunday with no problem, but you might see a little smoke in the atmosphere. Mountain forecast for the weekend, Asheville 83, some of the higher elevations around Boone in the mid-70s, and along the beaches, right along the beach, temperatures will be close to 80 degrees this weekend, but a little farther inland, we're looking at upper 80s, and there is a moderate rip current danger from Cape Hatteras all the way down through Wilmington for tomorrow. So be careful if you're headed out to the beaches. 88 for tomorrow, 91 for Father's Day. We'll stay dry over the weekend, but we're looking at a wet pattern Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We definitely need to play catch up. It is dry out there. Wednesday, first day of summer, just 77 degrees.
Thanks, Elizabeth. In about 2 hours, we'll find out the results of a Justice Department investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. It was started after the death of George Floyd. Attorney General Merrick Garland will share the findings in a news conference at 11 this morning. His department launched the investigation in 2021. Floyd's murder led to protests all over the country. Derek Chauvin, the officer convicted of murder for kneeling on Floyd's neck for nearly 10 minutes, was sentenced to more than 22 years in prison.
The U.S. Energy Department and other federal agencies are working to recover after being hit in a global cyber attack. The nation's cybersecurity agency says the hacks aren't expected to cause any significant impacts because of recent improvements to defenses. It's not known exactly how many government agencies were hit. Investigators are working to figure out whether Russia is behind the attack.
The Museum of Durham History is asking the city and county for funding to design a new facility. The nonprofit has operated out of its current 1,100-square-foot building for 10 years. Executive Director Patrick Mucklow says they want both a new building and upgrades to their current exhibits in the near future. As Durham's skyline has changed, their materials have become outdated.
We do a lot on a shoestring budget here at the museum, and it is time after 10 years, as the cityscape that I was just referring to, looking beyond the windows, as that cityscape changes, there are upgrades and there are changes that need to be made to our permanent exhibits.
Total budget right now is under $700,000. The museum, city, and county will establish a working group to look at those plans. An urgent warning to stop using a beach tent for babies because they can suffocate. Five on Your Side found the warning from the Consumer Product Safety Commission about this Caddo brand baby tent that you see here on the screen. It's not a safe place for babies to sleep. It comes with an infant pillow that was banned because of its foam pellets. The company that sells these through Amazon has not responded to officials' demand for a recall.
With Juneteenth and Pride events happening throughout the month, every weekend is busy. WREL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan has your guide to the weekend with Out and About's Best Bets.
Kick off the weekend with a free screening of The Princess Bride and a fairy tale costume showdown. It's all happening in Moore Square Friday night from 5 to 9 p.m. The event will include a fairy tale costume contest, food trucks, a local market, games for families, and a free screening of The Princess Bride starting at 7:30 p.m. Juneteenth events are happening all weekend in the Triangle. On Saturday, Dix Park will host the Capital City Juneteenth Celebration. From 1 to 6 p.m., there will be live music, food trucks, inflatable games, a balloon artist, and more activities. WREL is a proud community partner of this event, and anchors Ken Smith and Lena Tillett will be hosting. Admission is free. And wrap up the weekend at the Museum of Life and Science's Community Day. On Sunday, Durham County residents get in free with proof of residence, and each adult can bring up to 5 children. These are just a few ways to get out and about this weekend. Kathy Hanrahan, WRAL News.
Also, be on the lookout if you're traveling on US 301 today and tomorrow. Don't be distracted by the thousands of bargain hunters that will be out there stopping at homes and businesses for the annual Endless Yard Sale. This annual event gets started this morning and already underway, and it covers more than 100 miles. The route runs through Harnett, Johnston, Wilson, Nash, and Halifax counties. You can get out and shop for treasures from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. both today that started, and it runs tomorrow. Also, a popular show gets a haunted house at Universal's Halloween Horror Nights. Another classic song joins Spotify's Billions Club, and much more with Ashley Dvorkin, all the latest in the Hollywood Nation.
A look at Wham! Fogerty scores, and a post-apocalyptic world comes to life in the Hollywood Nation. Universal Studios is turning the video game-turned-show The Last of Us into a haunted house for its annual Halloween Horror Nights. The real-life experience will have guests immersing themselves in some of the famous locations from the game, including the Pittsburgh Quarantine Zone, the abandoned Hotel Grand, and the creepy tunnels. The zombie apocalypse arrives at Universal Orlando Resorts in Florida September 1st and at Universal Studios Hollywood in California September 7th. Bradley Cooper and Will Arnett are teaming up for a new project. According to Deadline, the actors will star in the upcoming film Is This Thing On? Arnett will co-write the script and Cooper will direct and produce. John Fogerty reaches another milestone. The legendary rocker's 1969 classic, Fortunate Son, has passed 1 billion streams on Spotify. Fogerty wrote the song and recorded it with his band, Creedence Clearwater Revival. The achievement comes on the heels of another one of his songs, Have You Ever Seen the Rain, joining Spotify's Billions Club in March 2023. And Netflix released the first official trailer to Wham!, a documentary about the iconic pop duo that consisted of the late George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley. Featuring behind-the-scenes footage and previously unheard interviews, the film chronicles their journey from teenage school friends to global superstars. It premieres July 5th.
Netflix taking me back to high school there. That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting.
Yeah, you and me both. Well, a new kind of creepy interactive exhibit is now open at the Museum of Natural Sciences in Raleigh. It's called Spiders, Fear to Fascination. It includes live spiders as well as scorpions and centipedes. It's also had hundreds of preserved species, some more than 100 years old. Now, tickets are $14, 10 for kids. Only one brand of recalled frozen strawberries was sold in North Carolina. 9 cases of hepatitis A have been connected to the recall that's expanded this week, rather. 5 on Your Side dug through all the data. Our team found the only recall product potentially sold in North Carolina was frozen bags of organic tropical fruit blend, pineapple, bananas, strawberries, mangoes, sold at Trader Joe's. They have specific Best Buy dates. You'll find that information on WREL.com. Just search recall.
U.S. Open golf continues today, a tee off for round 2 in about a half hour. But what day one excitement there was. Ricky Fowler carded a 62 at L.A. Country Club, tied for the lowest score in a men's major championship ever, but the lowest ever at a U.S. Open. And not long after he did that, Xander Schauffele joined him in the very next group. So big time history times 2 for both of them. No one's ever shot a single 62 round, okay, in the U.S. Open since 1895. Wow. Back with weather and traffic, just a moment.